everyone. I'm Alan Wenzel, and I'd like to welcome you to the August 7th, 2025 episode of FreePod.
Hi, Alan. I'm Lynn Fever. Now, let's see what's going on. Road work continues on Carroll Avenue and a number of other streets in Freeport, with updates to water mains, sewer systems, and repaving. Carroll is closed from Galena to Empire, and the closures continue on Blackhawk, Stevenson Street near Park, and Greenfield Drive. Construction is complete on Cleveland Street, but will begin soon on Hance Drive. Construction areas are reopened at the end of each day, and please obey the signage that gives crews the proper space and safety to work. In other city utility news, the Burchard Water Tower is currently drained for repainting, a task that's done on a periodic basis. Freeport is updating the original paint job, not painting anything new on the tower. While the painting is being done, the city is asking residents in the high zone, which is around the Burchard Tower and also further to the west, to conserve water use until the end of August. This is to help ensure that the Freeport Fire Department will always have enough water in case of emergencies. And without some conservation, the water pressure for residential and commercial properties in the high zone will be affected. Things that should be avoided include filling pools, running a sprinkler system, or even using the hose for an extended period of time. The city thanks residents for their help in these conservation efforts through the end of this month.
The 47th annual Freeport Cruise Night is set to take place this Saturday, August 9th, in downtown Freeport. The event will showcase a wide variety of classic cars, muscle cars, hot rods, and vintage vehicles that can all be viewed from 4 to 9 p.m. in the parking lots on Douglas Street and at Adams and Exchange Streets. Now, attendees will also enjoy live music at the Arts Plaza stage from 6 to 9 p.m. And past cruise nights have drawn up to 1,000 cars and 16,000 spectators. Now, the highlight of the evening will be the cruise through downtown that begins around 7 p.m. and offers spectators the chance to witness the rumble of V8s and the beauty of automotive history up close. This year's return to an extended route will be down Stevenson, Empire, Locust, and of course the downtown streets of Main and Van Buren, and will invite both longtime attendees and newcomers to be part of a tradition that has been bringing people together for nearly half a century. So stop downtown Saturday night for a fun blast from the past.
The 22nd annual Lincoln Douglas 5K Run, benefiting the United Way of Northwest Illinois, will be held this Saturday, August 9th, with pre-race day registration online or race day registration at Taylor Park from 6:45 to 7:45 a.m. The Lincoln Douglas 5K is an official 2025 Rockford Roadrunners circuit race. Registration is $25 for entries received before race day and $35 on Saturday. The race consists of three loops around the historic paved road inside Taylor Park and is a wheel-measured, certified course that is flat and fast to help runners in multiple age groups achieve their personal best. Water is provided on the course, as well as light refreshments at the finish line. For less serious folks, however, there will also be a one-mile fun run and a variety of races, especially for kids as young as 8 years old, each with different entry fees. The kids' races are scheduled for short distances, and all finishers will get ribbons. Boy and girl winners in each age group running the 100-yard dash will determine the fastest kid in town. All pre-registered 5K runners are guaranteed a T-shirt, and shirts will also be provided to race day registrants while the supplies last. Entrants may pick up their race packet at the United Way office at 524 West Stevenson Street tomorrow, Friday, from 8 a.m. until noon. Both the 5K and the fun run will take place rain or shine, although organizers reserve the right to cancel the event should weather pose a danger to the safety of participants and volunteers. So for more information, call the United Way at 815-232-5184 or visit their website at uwni.org. and search for the Lincoln Douglas 5K, or click on the link in the print version of this episode. Again, the United Way number is 815-232-5184. And while we're at it, the United Way would also like to remind everyone that nominations are still open until next Friday, the 15th, for 2025 Small Town Heroes. Again, visit the United Way website and click on Small Town Heroes, or use the link in the print version of this episode.
The annual Voices of Stevenson County Book Nook Summer Half Price Sale has begun. The sale starts today and will run through next Saturday, August 16th, at the Voices Book Nook store at the Lincoln Mall in Freeport. Now, according to Book Nook manager Diane Leverton, this summer half price sale is one of the store's three major sales of the year and features gently used hardcover and paperback books, DVDs, records, puzzles, and books on CDs. There are also some rare and collectible books that will be available, and a silent auction of vintage magazines, prints, albums, and historical books, including a package of Elvis albums. There will also be a special lot of Green Bay Packers books and magazines, a very rare set of Chosen Episode 1 comics, Beatrice Potter books, and a Michael Jackson thriller album and book. Now, proceeds support services offered to survivors of domestic and sexual violence through Voices of Stevenson County. And over the past 43 years, Voices has served more than 800 survivors and their families. FreePod and Tim Beck 2 host Becky Connors caught up with Sarah Knapp at the Book Nook, who told us more about this event that's highly anticipated by area book lovers every year.
Welcome to another Tim Beck 2 interview, focusing on the people and places that make Freeport even better. I'm Becky Connors, and today I'm here with Sarah Knapp to talk about the Book Nook and its upcoming sale. Thank you, Sarah, for joining us.
You're welcome.
Glad to be here. All righty. So can you tell us, first of all, one of the three major sales that the Book Nook has per year is coming up. Can you tell us a little about it?
Yes, we're having our next sale from August 7th to the 16th. It starts on a Thursday, and anyone who has their eye on a particular book shows up at Thursday at 9 o'clock in the morning. There's usually a line out the door. All books in the entire store that particular day and during the following week are half price, which for our bookstore is saying quite a lot, because they get very cheap when they get high half price. Our books are not expensive to start with.
They're always a huge bargain. So when they're going half price, they're even crazier bargain.
Yeah, just for people's general information, when I price books at Book Nook, I take the price that's on the book, if we can find one, and it's about a quarter of that price. For what is a used book, and yet many of them look brand new.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So they're normally about a quarter of the price. So that means for the sale, they're about an eighth of the price of the actual book if you were buying it in a store.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. And you mentioned that you do the pricing. You've been a volunteer at Book Nook for quite some time.
I have. Yes.
All right. And you, what all do you do as a volunteer there at the Book Nook? What's your job?
Obviously, I price books. I shelf books. I am particularly responsible for certain sections. I do the history section. I do the science section. But I also do a lot of mysteries and novels, because we've always got lots of mysteries and novels to put up on the shelf. So everybody kind of does that. And I also do historical fiction. That's one of my special interests. So
excellent. And when you are there at the Book Nook, there are volunteers, other volunteers who do the cash register and help customers as they come in, correct?
Correct. We really only have one paid person, and that is the director, the manager, and she makes all the real decisions within the store. She also sells a lot online. Mm-hmm. If a book is, she recognizes books that are going to be worth actually posting on online and selling. She's very knowledgeable. She makes sure that people are signed up for all of the various slots that we need coverage. We are open from Monday through Saturday every week. Mm-hmm. And we open when the mall opens, which is at 10, and we're there until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And you're totally staffed by my by volunteers.
We are completely staffed by volunteers. We only have that one paid person. So.
And I know my mom is one of those volunteers, and she loves volunteering there. So people who are looking for a volunteer job, perhaps you might want to apply at Book Nook.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Have you noticed a trend in sales, not so much at the special sales, but just day to day? Is there a certain genre of books that sells best at the Book Nook, or is it a wide variety that sells all the time?
It is a wide variety. Mm-hmm. I guess if you had to get, actually count books going out the door, probably the largest percentage are fiction, either novels or mysteries.
Okay.
We have Christian fiction as well, and that is a big seller.
I know you have a huge or large children's section, too, and I imagine that children's books sell pretty well.
We have an excellent children's section, both picture books and nonfiction and readers, new readers, and all kinds of things.
I just bought some board books for my new grandson there, so I was enjoying that section just pretty recently.
Yeah.
All right. And your books are donated by, is it mostly by local people, or do donations come from other sources too?
Donations come mostly from people who just live locally, and a lot of our donations come from people who shop there. Mm-hmm. We reprice a lot of books, which is fun. But we also have people who are clearing out collections of books from the house of a relative after they die.
Estate sale kind of things.
And so many times we get books that our manager wants to look at right away because they're old or worth something more than just what we would get in the store.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. So can you tell us a little about the history of the Book Nook?
Yeah, the Book Nook has not been around as a store for nearly as long as it has existed. It used to be a fundraiser. Originally, it was connected with the YWCA, which was is now defunct. But the Book Nooks actually didn't take a real presence until the end of the YWCA and the beginning of the YMCA as we know it today, although, you know, it certainly serves both men and women. But the YWCA located their book sales a lot of times in the big open room on the main floor of the store. But it also existed out at Jane Addams after Jane Addams School closed. It was out there, held out there for a number of years. I actually was one of the money counters. And I have to tell you, a friend of mine and I were out counting money after the first night of the sale one time, and we got to about 9:30 or 10 o'clock. We looked at all the money. We thought, we both had children at home, and we thought, we could just take this and go to Florida.
Well, I'm glad you didn't.
We didn't. We resisted the trip.
But it is a big moneymaker.
It is.
And Voices, the program Voices, was also part of the YWCA. I remember from my days on the board of directors for the YWCA back in the 90s. And it is such an important program. Can you tell us just a little bit about Voices, which is what Book Nook supports? All the sales proceeds from the Book Nook go to support Voices here in Freeport.
Absolutely. And Voices has been a tremendous asset to our community. Voices is a place that exists for women who are in situations where they are being abused in one way or another, or simply need help with families. Many of the women have children. A lot of them don't. But they have been in abusive relationships or relationships that are not steady and dependable. And we, as an organization of Voices, support them. Mm-hmm. So our money goes over every morning. They collect yesterday's receipts.
Take it over
to keep Voices running.
And
pays personnel. It buys food and other necessary life's necessities for the people that come in. I mean, people show up over there. Women show up with the kids in tow and nothing else.
Yes.
And so our money that we bring in every day selling used books is hugely important to them.
So anybody, you know, if you're, whether you're donating books to the Book Nook, whether you're buying books from the Book Nook on a regular day or on one of these sales days, feel good about
Absolutely.
What you're doing, because that money goes to support a really important program that many women need.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, you don't and can't see that part of it, but know in your heart that if you show up there with a couple of boxes of books, you are helping. If you come out and buy a couple of boxes of books, you are also helping. So, yeah, please remember we're out there. As far as I know, we are the only bookstore within about 50 miles radius here.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And there used to be more in Freeport, but yeah. So the only one within 50 miles. I did not know that. Interesting. Mm. And of course, life at Lincoln Mall has gotten busier and busier with the new places moving there lately. Amity's Attic and
Twice as Nice
and the various stores out there.
Yes.
So there's really a lot to do there. So go there to the Book Nook and then look around the other shops too.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So before we leave today, Sarah, would you please again just remind our listeners the details for this upcoming sale?
Okay, the sale will be going from the 7th of August to the 16th. The 7th happens to be a Thursday, and it will be very, very busy that day. But that's also the day to get the books that you really, really want to. So, but come out anytime that week, and every single book you buy will cost you half of its price.
Which is an eighth
which is already
the original price.
That's
yeah.
right. Yeah.
So it's a great discount. All right. Well, yeah. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us here on this FreePod Timbuktu interview. And good luck with the book sale.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Becky and Sarah. And as a reminder for our listeners, the Voices Book Nook is located in the Lincoln Mall in Freeport and is open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with evening hours until 7 p.m. on Thursdays. The store is closed on Sundays, but for more information on the sale, please contact the Voices of Stevenson County Book Nook at 815-821-2665.
The Senior Resource Center is hosting a free lunch and learn event next Thursday, August 14th at noon, that will feature a special presentation from representatives of the Stevenson County Crime Stop. Participants will hear how the tip system works, from submitting a tip to receiving a tracking number and learning how tipsters could be eligible for a reward of up to $1,000 if the information leads to an arrest. Most importantly, the Crime Stop program guarantees anonymity, making it a safe way and effective way for all of us to help protect our community. Thursday's Crime Stop presentation will also explore the organization's broader impact, including community outreach, scholarship donations, and support for positive youth initiatives like Shop with a Cop. So that's the Thursday Senior Resource Center program, free to the public, and everyone's invited to bring their own lunches to the event if they wish. Registration is preferred by calling the center at 815-235-9777, but walk-ins are also welcome. The Senior Resource Center is located at 206 East Stevenson in Freeport. Again, the number to call is 815-235-9777.
School will be starting soon, and Walmart and the Salvation Army are teaming up to gather school supplies for kids. The Freeport Walmart is hosting a Stuff the Bus event tomorrow, Friday, August 8th, where shoppers can donate school supplies. Items most needed are pencils and pencil sharpeners, notebooks, flashcards, and rulers. The bus will be located in the parking lot at Walmart, and volunteers will be collecting the donations, so make sure that you show up Friday, August 8th to help Stuff the Bus.
The City of Freeport is once again hosting a photo contest for local photographers to share their pictures of our community. Up to 3 photos can be submitted by each person, and the deadline is August 31st. The winner will be chosen by the community in an online public vote in early September and will be featured in a fall city newsletter and showcased in the City Hall lobby for a year. Rules for the contest can be found on the city website, cityoffreeport.org or through the link in the print version of this podcast.
There's still a lot of summer left and a lot of things to do in the Freeport area. As we look to the week ahead, we're looking forward to enjoying Southpaw Stance performing tonight at 6:30 as part of the Music on Debate Square concert series. Music starts at 6:30 p.m. in Debate Square, located between the Freeport Library and Union Dairy. The shows are free and last about an hour, but donations are accepted and appreciated. Be sure to bring a lawn chair and arrive early to avoid the crowds. Tomorrow night, Friday, August 8th, the Freeport Park District is hosting another free outdoor music event with Silver Alert, performing for Music on the Patio at the Park Hills Golf Course from 5 to 8 p.m. And on Saturday, if you're hungry, the Cub Foods Brat Stand this weekend will be run by supporters of the Children's Hands-On Museum here in Freeport. They'll be there both Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. to serve up brats, burgers, hot dogs, and ribeye sandwiches. And also on Saturday, it's time for another opportunity for kids to read to friendly dogs at Pause for Reading at 11 a.m. at the Freeport Public Library. So if you're looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of the many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout the county. And you can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, cityoffreeport.org. We have links to both of these websites in the print version of FreePod episodes.
In closing, if you haven't already done so, be sure to listen to this week's corny, in-depth interview with FreePod host Tim Connors. Tim will be chatting with the folks at Drake's Farm south of Freeport on 26 about the delicious sweet corn they offer every year for sale. And many of us hope it's still on sale for a few more weeks. Tim's interview was released online this past Tuesday and can be listened to anytime. And next Tuesday, my friend and FreePod co-host Alan Wenzel will be speaking with Brian Caldwell of AutoSmart Classic Sales and Consignment, the new business that started up earlier this year where the former visitor's center on Route 20 was, just east of Freeport. Alan and Brian will discuss how this business reaches all corners of the U.S. and even into foreign countries. Their interview will post at noon on Tuesday the 12th and be available to listen to then or anytime after that. And for both interviews and more, just head to our website or your favorite podcast platform and select the programs of your choice. As always, FreePod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College and all of our community liaisons, reporters, and contributors. Thank you, Team FreePod. You can always find us on our Facebook page, our website at freepod.org, or the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ, northernpublicradio.org. And with that, time's up for the week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon, or anytime after that, for more about what's happening in and around Freeport. Thank you for listening.